Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu. I'm here at the Geekery Restaurant, here at our first Artist Spotlight. And once again, I'm here with Tyler and Anthony from One-Eyed Cat Comics. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good, yeah.
Pretty well, yeah.
Since we last saw you, the comics come out.
So we've still actually got a preview issue that we're doing. We're still kind of working out everything for the first issue. But other than that, it's going pretty good. Still pretty positive response for the preview. So
that's cool.
Just riding that wave for a bit before we come out with anything else.
Yeah. Cool. And you guys got the Facebook page now?
Yep.
Yeah, we finally do have the Facebook page. You can look it up. Is it LA Hazy?
Yep, LA Hazy, all caps, facebook.com/LA Hazy. You should find it there. And then I've got my website as well, tylerhoybear.com. Yeah,
cool.
You can check it out there.
So you said you had the preview issue out. When can we actually see the full issue?
Well, we're still working that out, but the preview issue should actually be online for free sometime soon. So everybody can check it out, really get the buzz out about it, and then should be before the end of the year before we have the other one out. So
cool. Now, I don't think we asked you this the last time we talked to you. You kind of talked about the storyline and things like that, but how did the genesis for this story come about, actually?
I was playing around with a few different ideas as far as like a rock comic is concerned, because I'm a huge fan of music. I love I'm really influenced by My Chemical Romance, Green Day, AFI, bands to that effect, and I really just wanted to make a comic that was, when you boil it all down, was essentially a fan and his rock hero and what it would be like if they got stuck in a really weird situation together. So that was really the birth of the idea. And then as we started looking at our references, more of the story or the concept kind of was, you know, created out of that simple concept of just a guy and his hero. Yeah.
There were other things as well. Talking about comics that we both liked, and I think with any writer artist collaboration, you always, as the writer, you try to find things that you know your artist likes to draw. Like, there's a quote Alan Moore said about, you know, he writes different stories for Eddie Campbell than he would for, say, Dave Gibbons, you know, because they have very different art styles. So, like, I know that Tyler really likes MCR. I know Tyler really likes that pop kind of music sort of look. And that's why I wanted to, like, and he told me this kind of story he wanted to draw. So I sort of kind of cobbled together this sort of storyline that he likes about this character called Iridium Wells, who's the protagonist of our series. He's this psychic kind of superhero singer who has this connection, innate connection with his audience when he performs. And when we release the first issue, we'll find the new character of, we call this character the Fanboy. That's kind of our nickname for the character right now. But this fanboy will meet his hero, and we'll find out more about their connection after that.
Cool. You guys already working on a follow-up? Any ideas for a follow-up story?
For sure, yeah.
Probably lots of ideas, I would imagine.
Tons of ideas. It's going pretty good. We're just kind of nailing down a solid idea. We're going to flesh out what we started in the preview issue, which is essentially the, I guess you could say, the origin story of where everybody comes from. And then in the first issue, they should all merge together into more of the solid plot of the entire comic, more of where the actual story is going. Yeah.
I was going to ask you guys, is this a one-shot or is it an ongoing?
Ongoing.
We're planning on maybe at most, ten issues by the end of the thing. We'd want to have something that's graphic novel size by the end of this.
Okay.
You know, something that we could collect in a trade paperback or something that would be a complete story. So I could see anywhere from, you know, 8 to 10 issues at the very end of the whole thing to have a complete story in and of itself.
Yeah, full story arc is what we're going for, and then once that's done, we may come back to it, we may start something else, but we're just trying to get over the first hump, and then it's all up from there.
Very cool. Because the geek of me has to ask this question. If they ever made a movie out of this story, who do you see playing the lead character?
Tyler, you better tell
me. Probably, let's say, Gerard Way would be the lead singer.
You think so?
Iridium Wells.
Wouldn't that be a little too on the nose, though?
He's wanted to get into acting, so who knows. Yeah. But as far as the kid, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's pick Tyler as the... Tyler acting in a movie of his own. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of young talent that's coming out right now. I mean, didn't Andrew Garfield just...
I was just going to say, Andrew Garfield
would be...
He seems to be free now.
He's free now, yeah. So, you know, I mean, I actually thought he was okay in those movies. You know?
I had no problem with him either.
I mean, like, you know, it's just... It's unfortunate that, you know, the studio politics just, you know... That last movie I heard didn't do so well, but... But I thought he was pretty good as Spider-Man.
You know, I have no desire to see a kid in the role now. I really don't.
You almost want like a little older Spider-Man, you know, like a more mature Spider-Man.
Well, then let's get him hired for the movie based on your book. I said it.
Yes.
Yeah, let's try.
Nice. What sorts of things do you guys geek out about?
Well, I'm a huge Apple nerd, so I'm just going to throw that out there. But
Tyler here stood in line, or did you make an appointment to get your Apple Watch a couple months?
I made an appointment.
Oh, wow.
He had to make an appointment. This is crazy. Like, make an appointment with the store to buy the watch. And he won't even tell me how much he paid for it.
Stupid amount.
Yeah.
Other than that, as far as like series are concerned, I'm really excited for the new Umbrella Academy coming out. Umbrella Academy Hotel Oblivion should be out next year.
Okay.
That's by Gerard Way, drawn by Gabriel Ba. I love all of his work.
Oh, cool.
Two brothers. He did that with his brother Fabio Moon. That's a new trade that he's got. I want to check that out. How about you?
Oh, I like a lot of different things. I really like the series JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. That's a really cool manga that's been around for a number of years. They've actually, Viz has just been releasing the first part of that series. It's called Phantom Blood, in some nice, really hardcover formats, so you should check that out. Another book I got it right here, actually, is Amazing Spider-Man Edge of the Spider-Verse.
Ah, yes.
This is the one that has all these different alternate universe Spider-Men and women, like the Spider-Gwen series and Spider-Man Noir. Those are
couple ones. Yes. That was the big lead-in to the Spider-Verse story, I believe.
Yeah. You know, I just bought this yesterday, and I'm really digging it, so. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys talking to us again. Thanks for coming down to the Artist Spotlight today.
Sure, yeah.
I predict good things for you guys once you get that full book out.
Yes,
for sure. Yeah.
It looks fantastic so far. We had a chance to look at the preview issue, and it looks cool. So
thank you.
No problem. So thanks, guys, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Yeah. Take care.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. To hear more, We Got the Geek. Check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com. And on iTunes.